I've received many questions over the past several weeks from actors wanting to know everything from how to stay connected with the industry during Corona to best practices for self-submissions. Today's podcast, your top five questions answered right now on Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's patio podcast video called Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you today? I hope you're having a good day and that you're keeping yourself well and busy and creative in this crazy corona world. Our show today is all about answering the top five questions you've had over the past several weeks. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. It has been really exciting with this fantastic community of actors, which is growing every day. And it is your feedback and comments that keep me going. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the support, the well wishes, and the positive comments you've been sending my way. You know what? I would love to hear from you. So please visit castingactorscast.com for more information and a free book on voiceover acting called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors, when you complete the information form on the website. It's really easy. The form is called Dive Into the Talent Pool. And when you fill that out, up will pop a downloadable PDF 100-page book. That's all free just for you filling out the form. Also, a huge hello to everyone at Actors Connection. Don't forget to visit actorsconnection.com for online classes, workshops, intensives, and more. And I want to give this special shout-out announcement for our special class that they'll be holding on Monday, June 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. It's called Green Screen for Advanced Actors. Now, they're doing this class in association with the Penny Templeton Studios in New York, and it's an amazing class about how to work with a green screen. What are all the things that are involved for acting in front of a green screen? And you'll understand the technology. So it's a really great class. I really love Penny Templeton and husband Hank. And they really are amazing people, and they do such a great job. So I'm excited about this association with Actors Connection. All you need to do is go to actorsconnection.com and check out the class on June 22nd called Green Screen for Advanced Actors. You know, Actors Connection, they do such a great job by helping actors, teaming up with industry professionals who are providing really valuable instruction. Also, FYI, we are actually working on a live broadcast of Casting Actors Cast from Actors Connection Studios in New York when we're able to get together as a group. So please stay tuned for that big announcement, a live broadcast of Casting Actors Cast. That's going to be really, really fun. Oh, finally, coming up in the next couple of weeks, the second year anniversary show. Can you believe it? I can't believe it's been 2 years since we started Casting Actors Cast, and I'm really excited to bring you that episode. So please let me know. This is your chance. If there's something you'd like me to talk about, or if you want to send me some well wishes or some thoughts about 2 years of Casting Actors Cast, you can write me an email. Again, castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. That's castingactorscast@gmail.com. So as I've said, I receive a lot of email from you about everything from audition tips to how to get back into the profession after being away for a period of time. So I thought it would be helpful to answer the five most common questions that you've asked either through the podcast channel or during classes and Zoom webinars that I've been associated with. So here they are. The top five questions you want answers to. Number five. The fifth question I get most asked, do I need to be in one of those big cities, New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, to have an acting career, especially now, meaning during the coronavirus? Well, here's my answer. Right now, no. You do not need to be in any of those locations right now to have an acting career. In fact, I would suggest using the time you have now, investigating whether or not moving to Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, or Atlanta would be a good move for you specifically. So, first of all, you have to answer your own question. What are your needs are? What are your expectations? What's your area of interest? Once you have those questions answered, then do the preliminary research. Because when the coronavirus dissipates, I imagine and foresee a future whereby the whole community is going to be getting started very, very quickly, very, very rapidly once we can do it. And I think it's going to be just an explosion. So if you are ready to make the move at that time, then that would be, in my view, a much more prudent choice. But right now, you can take all kinds of classes. You can do all kinds of research on whether or not Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, or if you're in another part of the world, what area is sort of the center of the universe when it comes to the area of interest that you have, whether it be theater, film, or television. So you can definitely answer your own question and do the research before any of us gets back to some sense of normalcy. Thank you for that question. The fourth question that I get asked most often is, what is the best way to find out what project productions are in the works? Well, this is a really great question right now, because if you've been doing your research and checking out what's happening, you're going to see that there's a lot of stuff just on hold. That can be film production, that can be television production. Obviously, theater is on hold just because of the public access to sitting in a theater in a community, in a group setting, is really going to be probably the last thing that's going to come back. But what you can do right now is find out about those productions by going to the following resources that you know about. Obviously, there's Actors Access, which will tell you about productions when they get started. The Acting Networks, Backstage, Playbill.com. Also, if you're on the West Coast, Hollywood Reporter. So really doing your reading, finding out what projects are getting started up. You're going to find probably that more television and film projects are starting to get more into the swing of things. At least that's our experience at McCorkle Casting. We've got three feature films that we're working on that have been sort of put on hold, but we're still moving forward with the casting process. So getting that information through those resources. But there are one other resource that I wanted to share with you that I think you're going to find really valuable. Each of those major towns that we've talked about, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, they all have a mayor's department of theater, film, and television. Sometimes it's just a film and television division of the mayor's office. And that's where filmmakers get all of their special permissions to be able to shoot in those areas. So those are also for public knowledge. So you can literally go to the local government of those cities and find out what might be shooting there. So check that out. Do a little bit of research, and going to those local government agencies, you might be able to get some inside information on what might be shooting and when. So I think that's a really great tip I'd love for you to check out. The third most asked question, what can I do to keep myself motivated during this time? Boy, that's a question I know I've spent a lot of time on my podcasts talking about. And motivation is really, really difficult. I think creative people inherently don't have that sort of structured environment in place. So I would encourage you to do exactly what you're doing right now by listening to my podcast. That's one way you can get information. You can stay connected. But other ways that you can stay connected, obviously, through your social media. But I'm encouraging you to take classes, take seminars, do as much reading as you can. Find out what's going on by making a structured business model for yourself right now. In other words, if you dedicate, let's say, 2 hours a day, doesn't sound like a lot, but it certainly can be, but 2 hours a day towards your business, and you are the CEO of your own company. So why not get yourself into the good habit of taking classes, reading up on what's going on, reading new plays, finding out what's happening out there, and then move away from it. Don't spend your entire day. And I did a podcast on this called Do You Have FOMO? Fear of Missing Out. And I know that for creative people, that happens a lot, where you're thinking stuff is happening and you're not part of it and you're feeling like you're missing out. And that can be a really frustrating place to be. So I'm encouraging you to give yourself a focused, dedicated amount of time on a per day basis. And then move away. Do things that are really healthy for you, that are good for you, physical exercise, eating right, all of those good things you know to do. Please make sure you're getting 8 hours of sleep. All of those things can contribute to your well-being because you're going to need to hit the ground running, I think, once we declare this virus out of our lives. So please be ready for that. Do what you can. So the second most asked question, is now a good time to get an agent? Is now a good time to get an agent? Well, that's a great question. One argument being, of course, is because even agents have everything on hold. This might be a perfect time for you to see if there's any interest in getting somebody who's going to represent you. On the other hand, the flip side of that is that even agency are in a stalled sort of free fall about what's going on. And so you'll find that there are probably many agents who are just waiting it out, and they're not necessarily interested in looking for new talent. So this, for some agencies, might not be a great time to put yourself out there and getting an agent. So what's my answer? Well, you know, I hate to say this, and I don't mean to beg the question, but it really does depend. It depends on how ready you feel you are as a professional. How is your resume? Are your pictures up to date? Are you in a place ready to start being considered a professional? Now, that might be a difficult question, especially during this time. So it's less about whether an agent is ready. It's much more about whether you are ready. Now, one way you can find out if there's interest in agents is doing some of those classes and seminars with agents. Now, there's no guarantee of employment, right? If you're getting feedback from an agent on your monologues, or maybe you're reading scenes from a television show or a film script, and you're getting some feedback, at least you're taking a class that's getting you some kind of feedback. If it happens to be with an agent who's also a good teacher, then so much the better. But you will really not be able to find out, I'm afraid, exactly what agencies are looking for new talent and what agencies are in this holding pattern that we've talked about. So just keeping your fingers on the pulse of what you think is going on out there by doing those classes, doing those seminars, I think that's going to be the closest you will find. But also, there's no harm in reaching out to agents and managers, finding out what their situation is, especially if you have an additional reason to make contact with those agencies. For example, just writing to an agent saying you're looking for representation is a huge mistake, and I wouldn't do it. However, if you've done something really interesting relatively recently, prior to coronavirus, perhaps you've just graduated from school. Perhaps you've just taken a really excellent class, so you can say in an email that you are now ready to enter the profession, and here's your resume and here's your picture. That might get you an opportunity to have at least some kind of a Zoom meeting, and that's exactly what I would suggest, that you're available for a Zoom meeting if you want to just give 5 minutes to me. I would really appreciate it. Those are the kinds of approaches that are very specific to the individual agents that you have looked at that would be right for you. But be careful, because that means that you should do your homework first. Find out as much as you can about whether that agency is looking, going to those classes and seminars, and then being prepared with whatever you email to an agency about your willingness and ability to get started right away. I know that might not be the answer that you're looking for, but it is definitely an answer worth thinking about. And don't raise your expectations so high that you're going to kind of disappoint yourself. Be very, very practical and level-headed about where we are as a community and where you want to be once this is over. I think having that kind of perspective will only serve you. And then finally, the number one question I get most often is, what do you think the future of the business will be like when things will get back to normal? And you know what? That's a great question. And here's my answer. I think that we are going to be using the technology well after we see the virus clearing out of our lives. I really think that having first run auditions through Zoom, whether it be for theater, for film, or for television, is probably going to be continuing. And so that means your skill set, your ability to put yourself in the best possible light using this technology, knowing technically how to look your best, also how to present yourself on Zoom, all of those things are going to serve you, because I believe this isn't going away anytime soon. So being prepared for that future. The second thing, my prediction, is once things start getting back to normal, then it's going to be floodgates open, especially for film and television. Once the okay for getting going back into production happens, I believe it's going to be like popcorn in the microwave, where availabilities of actors, and I think casting directors are going to be just really working their tails off to sort of accommodate all of these production startups that we're going to be seeing. So I think if you're prepared, if you're really ready for that next stage of your career, then go for it. And I think that that's what business is going to be like. I think it's going to be a kind of a slow trickle, and then suddenly things are going to be opening up big time. So those are the top five questions that I've received during the coronavirus. I hope that they've been helpful to you. I hope you've gotten some answers to those questions. Maybe you've had those questions. Maybe you've asked me those questions. Well, now you have your answer. So I'm so grateful for you for tuning in. Please stay tuned for our anniversary show coming up. Don't forget to check out Actors Connection. And thank you once again for tuning into the show. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.